dawn comes a tall handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Sing along if you want. I can't do it. I'm gonna inhale.
Oh, I'm gonna throw up trying to do it.
Yes, welcome to Pig Scale of the Week here on WMFO 91.5 in Medford, streaming live on WMFO.org. You're listening to Brutal Brunch, and there's that time once again to play a delightful pig squeal for you all. So this band, I don't even know if they exist anymore, and I kind of... It's hard to fit these songs into our theme, which is slightly political this week, so it doesn't really do that. So from the band Murder on the Dance Floor, which I believe they're from San Diego. I don't think they're around. Their last traces on Facebook were trying to put together a comeback show / tour, which I don't think ever happened. And they also have a song that we're not going to play because it's not as good for the segment, called Reality TV Can Suck My Left Nut. So the song is called George Carlin the Thug. And it is very, very anti religion. We can only play the first 47 seconds before it like goes off the rails in terms of what they say. And then I actually got to skip over the first few lyrics here. So, but it's good again because it's pig squeal stat. You don't have to wait very long.
Has anyone been practicing? Have you guys been practicing?
I haven't had a chance to practice this week.
I could
do it cool. You have been practicing, so we're gonna hear you going along with it. You ready? Because I'm about to play a song.
Yeah, go play it.
Wait for it. Ready?
I can't do it.
See that? Yeah, because then
it's I only like, make fun of what I can't do.
The pig squeals are great because it's like this. Actually, I shouldn't even say they're great. Like I wanted to talk about pig squeals because obviously I can't do it.
No, I can't.
But either. I wouldn't give this 5 pig squeals out of 5. I would give it more like a 2.
For the segment, I've heard better, like, honestly.
Because I think there's more.
But I don't dislike it.
Like. Coming back. You can hear the strain in his voice right there. I feel like I don't know.
That's the thing. You're not supposed to do what I'm doing, which is hurting yourself.
So I don't know. But again, if any experts on pig squeal want to weigh in on our pig squeal of the week, this was Murder on the Dance Floor.
Fine, workmanlike.
And then don't listen to the words because then it'll really kill it for you. Like I said, it's very anti. It's a very atheistic song,
ooh.
But it's very kind of gross and crazy. Anyway, so that was our pig squeal of the week.
Yeah.
And now we're just trying to speed things up a little bit here, stay on schedule. And now we're really going to talk about politics a little bit on our politically themed show.
Ballot question 5, pig squeals are mandatory.
Yes, that's what we should do is we need to get a ballot question.
You can just go to California because they can just have, it's like open, you have like 40 ballot questions.
What we need is to get a ballot for the metal community on here, whether it be about pig squealing or something. I don't know. We'll have to brainstorm. We'll prepare for next election to get questions on the ballot.
Yeah.
Just so start brainstorming now what we can do. Because we're going to go right to the questions because I really am sick of talking about the big election.
Yeah, kind of.
Of Hillary and Trump.
Gary Johnson, of course. Dave Mustaine.
Of course, and Jill Stein. Jill Stein, whose phone number I have in my phone because she called me up a couple years ago when they were trying to get on the ballot in New Hampshire. The last election. Got Dr. Jill on my phone.
Such a pinko commie.
It's not even that, though. It's just like...
She's just weird.
She gives credence to anti-vaxxers. So anyway, we're going to move right on to the Massachusetts ballot questions. There's 4 of them. So in addition to getting out the vote for president and people in other states getting out there to swing the Senate. Yes. there's 4 important questions in Massachusetts. So I'm going to say what the question is, and then I'm going to turn it over to Matt to give his opinions, and we're kind of frightened because I think we have the same belief on each of these. So question 1.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking. If you actually knew who we are, like I don't know why we would agree, but we agree.
Yes. So question 1, would you vote to, this is Massachusetts authorization of second slots. Question 1, voting yes would allow the Gaming Commission to issue an additional slots license. Blah, did not say that right. Question 1, would allow the Gaming Commission to issue an additional slots license. Your thoughts?
Yeah. No.
No.
Because you can't even agree with the concept of, like, it'll create more jobs. Like, first of all, they're machines. So you're not even talking about, like, your menial, like, you're not menial, because I worked as a bartender and a waiter. You're not even talking about your service industry jobs that could be potentially created by an actual casino with card games and a hotel and blah, blah, blah. You're talking about, I'm already a bar, or I'm already a hotel, or I'm a dog track, and I'm going to also have slot machines. Like, what does that create? One job? The guy who's maintaining the slot machines? I'm just going to vote no. I'm just tired of it. I'm just tired of these measures. And, like, the casinos haven't been built yet, although Steve Wynn tried to, like, buy
Everett. It's obviously
gone
very smoothly ever since casinos got created.
Oh, God. It's pathetic.
It's a disaster. All right. So, yes. That's
no.
The Brewer Brunch official endorsement is no. Question 1.
Vote no.
Question 2 would authorize the approval of up to 12 new charter schools or enrollment expansions in existing charter schools by the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education per year. Your thoughts?
No.
So yes would expand the cap, no would not.
Expand the cap, no.
No.
Because, again, conceptually, like, I don't know what... The case has been made for me why a charter school is better for children. My understanding of charter schools essentially is that what makes them different is that they can self-select or select the kids they want, the kids they don't want, and then kick kids out. So if you have a learning disability or you're like a problematic child.
And as much as anybody wants to chime in and be like, no, it's all equal. It's like, it's not equal.
It's not though. I know people who work in charter school. Like, that's not accurate. Like, look at how charter schools work. They're like basically a public school. Teachers get paid worse and there's no union. So, I think what it is they have better, they can project better results because they're only getting, because they can get rid of kids who are like learning, you know, they can get rid of kids who are like the troublemaker kids, so that they stick them back in the public school and the public school gets full of troublemaker kids. Much like Obamacare, where only the sick people are on it, and that's why your rates are going up.
Oh boy. All right, so official Brutal Brunch answer on question two is no.
I know.
Question three would prohibit certain methods of farm animal containment. By the way, this is one of these things I love, where like, so Ballotpedia like always has like a good concise summary of all these issues and races across the country, and they always say like a summary statement for like a pro and con or support or against. And so it's like question three, like supporters say like you should do this to humanely raise animals because it's better for them, better for us, better for the environment.
Yeah.
People who say no argue that there isn't much farming in Massachusetts. Like that's the only case.
That's what I heard. Someone said that to me. Like a real person said that.
So why wouldn't you, like, so what's the harm voting against it exactly?
Yeah, I don't care.
So basically, I'll jump in here because I am like the furthest thing from an animal rights activist necessarily. If we took the money, time, and energy invested in like things like PETA and put it to something that actually mattered, we could get some more things done.
Maybe.
But in this question, it's basically been scientifically shown that not only is it better for the animals to give them free space, give them as free space as possible, open grazing, all that, even though this kind of extends a little bit beyond the scope, but it would prevent containment.
It would say
it prevents, like, you have to have a certain amount of space for the animal.
But it's not necessarily free range.
It's not like, oh, no.
Right.
I mean, it depends on all these definitions. Yeah. Have like very specific meanings, but in general, the more space and less stress that the animals are, not only are they healthier,
yeah,
but your meat is not only, it's tastier,
it's
and
better.
It's healthier.
It's tastier. Like if you,
your
if you
eggs, get a, same thing.
An egg. You can look at an egg. Look at your free range egg.
Just the color.
Just crack it. The yolk is orange. When you crack the other eggs, the yolk is like that pale yellow, and you don't get that like delicious, like fatty yolk that you can dip your bread in.
So good. Exactly. And again, there's no nonsense about like, oh, it's gonna cost more to get my meat.
No.
It's like, not really. And again, if you want change, if you want things to change, you have to invest in public education, invest in humanely raised meat.
Yeah.
And
that's the only vote that really counts.
Really?
Your pocketbook.
Exactly. So, yeah. So vote yes on question three. So
yeah.
Brutal Brunch.
Vote yes.
Question four, would legalize recreational marijuana for individuals at least 21 years old?
What about that kid in the commercial? He was like 16.
Oh, man.
And he was just,
and there's going to be pot stores everywhere.
Sparking up a J as he walked up.
Go down to the mobile station, they're not going to catch you, just going to be handing out joints.
I think what's funny is, how long has medical marijuana been legal in Massachusetts? Like 3 years, 4 years?
I can't remember. I just got really annoyed because the mayor of Melrose is very anti-dispensary. He wants Melrose to have nothing to do with it.
Melrose is too small for like anything. Melrose is like a 3-mile square.
That's
I want to remind
hospital.
People that. Does it though?
It's a legit hospital.
I know it's next to you. I got stuck in the Melrose emergency room for like 4-7 hours. I'm very mad at them. Vote yes. Like, whatever. But I think what was funny is when medical marijuana happened, it took years to get the licenses.
Well, that's
because everyone had their grubby little hands out looking for a piece.
And everybody freaks out. Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
It's a whole big mess. But
graft.
You should pretty... I would say, yes. We say, Brutal Brunch says, vote yes.
Just vote yes.
Four.
You'll live.
The other thing is, I get really annoyed because people then, like, change it. Obviously, I mean, it happens every issue all over the place, but, like, you can't argue to be like, oh, yeah, let's get slots so we can raise more revenue. But no, we can't have pot because people will get addicted. It's like, well, you're...
Right.
By installing casinos and slots, you're profiting off people's gambling and potential gambling addiction.
Yeah.
So that argument goes right out the window. Like,
no, and like the provables too, like the facts. Like I haven't seen a lot of evidence to suggest that the existence of a casino actually raises that much tax that then gets reinvested. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it gets very simplified because I think like somebody is like, well, this slot parlor raised this amount of money, so therefore we'll double that with the new slot. But it's like, nah, that's not how it works.
That's not how that's not how projections work.
Yeah.
I will say though. one of the things that we realized with legalization in Colorado and other states is that, much like any vice, people abuse it, and then I think the incidence of like traffic accidents did go up.
Well, also the problem, you have to have controls in place, because a couple of things that they didn't. So one of the things with Colorado is because it's not federally illegal.
Yes,
it's legal in the state, but not so everything's like a cash transaction.
Yes.
So again, I get all my news now from the Vice Channel, Vice Land. Watch Desus Amaro.
Desus Amaro, so good.
Every weeknight. But anyway. They have this. I mean, again, I kind of get sick of the pro pot people too, because like enough.
I'm not out here screaming like, hey, everybody, have scotch.
So they have a whole TV show devoted to it. But anyway, they did a focus on Colorado and like how, in order to like make the economy work for the pot, like you see these people like they're armed to the teeth. They go in and get a bunch of cash,
dude. And
that's like they're not like these pro NRA people and like, bruh, they're like, we need to defend ourselves because we have so much cash in our possession. And then there's all these, like, there's this whole, like, whole.
It was a cottage industry of
cottage, and it for like veterans now.
Yeah, they guys got out of the army and they're like, I have all these skills. And then they're like, I'm going to run a private bank for all these, like, dispensaries in Colorado. And that's when I came up with the concept of the money plane, where because you couldn't put your money in a bank because the FDIC wouldn't insure it. We would invest in a plane and just fly all the money around, so it'd be untouchable with your money.
I didn't know about this plan.
Yeah,
this
money plane.
Sounds great.
I'm gonna put you on the ground floor of the money plane.
And the other thing was that cops don't. There's like no way to like it's like a sobriety test for alcohol. Yeah. You know, you get a breathalyzer, but you can't just give someone a breathalyzer for pot and figure out.
Well, you can say an impairment test. I can look at you and say like, because remember, it's impaired driving.
But then you have to figure out like, you have to have specific rules and laws on the books about like what you're going to arrest people for, ticket them for, and stuff like that. So like, so you do have to pre-plan, much like anything.
Yes.
But by legalizing pot, it's not going to do what the commercial tells you to, or it's going to happen. And
no, but here's the thing: it probably will, right? Also, right? People will abuse it. People will get sick.
Oh, I'm not saying
people
get in
accidents,
but.
But the thing is like, you just got to call those
people. It's not
going
to be the end of the world. Like,
no, they're fine. It's fine.
Everybody relax.
Just call the dumb.
So, to recap, Brunch says to vote in this order, questions 1 through 4, no, no, yes, yes.
No, no, yes, yes.
And obviously, we have all the, we played you the mask can PSA and all that, so we got that going.
Read the Constitution, you goof.
That's the other thing. Read the Constitution. Read all you people posting photos of your ballots and your selfies. Like Justin Timberlake could be in the water. You can't take, well, it depends on your state, but in Massachusetts, you can't take a selfie in the photo booth. You can't take
a picture in the photo booth because it's like voter intimidation.
Yeah, like don't do it, you idiots.
God, everyone's in their own movie. Everyone's in their own reality show.
It's unreal. So then we have some political things to get to in Brutal or Not Brutal, which will be coming up after this block of songs. We
mostly
have there's a lot going on.
Conspiracy theories.
We got Mr. Podesta running wild. We got, speaking of Megadeth, we got a former Megadeth guy like being political in Japan, representing Japan everywhere.
Yep.
We got more and more metal musicians speaking out about who they're endorsing. And we got the whole municipal waste controversy, among other things.
Oh, man, that shirt.
So, yes. So that ends our like intense political discussion for the week. Again, numbers here. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, or 781-350-3264. We're on Twitter, Brutal Brunch. Hit us up. And now we're gonna take a deep breath and relax with some instrumental.
Oh, no.
Instrumental metal. This is from the band Aviations, a song called Dizziness Explained, and it's off their upcoming album called The Light Years. Look for it. Coming out this winter. And you're listening to it on Brutal Brunch, WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
promise you this, I was a poor excuse for a man at best,
fed off of emptiness,
more like a sinkhole that doesn't let go. I drag everything and everyone I know below. I'm not a praying man, but I'm begging the sky. I keep my hands folded tight, so please save my life. You saw me searching. I was lost in a world, all alone and out of time. You gave me purpose. You gave me the world when you put your hand in mine.
And like a Holy Ghost, you show your face.
My heart, my soul found a place.
I call you church, 'cause when you're near, all my demons flee, there are no devils here. It's the way that you look at me, like you see everything that I'm supposed to be. And when my eyes look back at you, I see a future I never knew.
I promise you this, I was a poor excuse for a man at best. And when my eyes look back at you, I see a future I never knew. I see myself growing with you. You gave me roots, you led me. You let me be.
Oh,
Oh yeah, that's the latest from Low Points. That was Impasse off of Nihilist. For that, we had an acoustic version of Flower from the band Vanna. Also, currently out on the road.
I'm doing windmill kicks around the room.
Yeah, it's true. We need to get a Facebook live stream here so people can dance with us. And before that, we had a nice instrumental track for you. And now, before we hit Brutal or Not Brutal, here's Matt with the PSA.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from Tufts, from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Short and sweet and right to the point. I like it. Also, got my Southampton game going on. They're up 1-0 over Hull.
Soccer
for
is
all
not,
you Premier League fans.
Soccer is not brutal.
And now it's time for Brutal or Not Brutal. Let's start off with a candidate.
Yeah.
That some of you may know. Kind of a long history here in terms of... So we got Rob Pitillo back in the region.
He's back.
A.K.A. Robbie Rosenstein.
He's filming a documentary on China.
He was. Unfortunately, the reason for him being back, one is he was out with China, back out in California where she lived. And then she unfortunately passed away.
Joni Lahr.
And so now he's back. Robbie's made a couple calls into Hardy's show on Sports
Hub.
Oh,
good.
And now Rob Pitillo is out and campaigning with the one and only Vermin Supreme. He has campaigned this weekend with Rob Pitillo. And very quickly, some of his platforms are free ponies for all Americans.
Yep.
Mandatory toothbrush laws.
Yep.
Strong teeth for a strong America. He is the only candidate pledging to fund time travel research because he is going to, he says if he's elected president, he will go back in time and kill the infant Hitler with his own bare hands.
He had a comment too, and remember Jeb said something on that? And I think they went to Vermin Supreme. He's like, I've been saying it for years.
Exactly. I've
been saying it since the 80s.
He is man of the people, and he believes that all Americans should donate their kidney.
Yeah.
So Vermin Supreme, brutal or not brutal?
Brutal. I love Vermin Supreme. He's a goofball.
He is, he's pretty tremendous. And wears a boot on his head.
Yep.
I mean, if you've seen a picture of him, you know who he is. And again, Patello's out there supporting him.
I'm a Rosenstein fan, too. I know you're on and off, but I love that guy.
They're real brutal.
So Vermin Supreme is brutal. All right, next. We played you Megadeth earlier in the show.
Yeah, we did.
And one musician that used to play with them. He played on Rust in Peace. He is now an official ambassador of Japan Heritage and will appear at the 2020 Tokyo Games. Martin Friedman, who's basically been living in Tokyo for the past decade and a half, and has a whole second career going. So, is that brutal or not brutal?
It's brutal. I mean, I love Megadeth. That's brutal. Rust in Peace is a great album.
So, I have nothing more to add.
I don't have any more to add. Do you think he'll come in on the Mario warp pipe like the Prime Minister did?
One can only hope.
That was ridiculous.
That was outrageous.
I couldn't even believe that was a real thing. I came in midstream on that and I said, is that a Mario pipe? And then yes, the answer was yes, it was a Mario pipe.
So, let's continue here, brutal or not brutal. Cubs won the World Series.
Ugh.
Brutal or not brutal?
Not brutal. The Cubs don't suffer enough. I demand more suffering.
So they don't suffer. Ain't suffer like nobody Cubs. Suffer like Red Sox guy.
My
it's
daddy.
Not real suffering.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what I'm thinking. I think in that voice in my head, too.
It's so pathetic, all you Red Sox fans. twisting yourself into pretzels trying to come up with reasons to hate the Cubs and why they didn't deserve to win.
Yeah.
And, Cubs lose, again, blown out, singing, take me out to the ball game, kid. Yeah. You don't do that. Yeah.
Nope.
Instead, you sing, what, Sweet Caroline when you're losing 8-0, getting swept out of the playoffs by the Indians?
Yes.
The
Native Americans,
get out of here.
Please.
I mean, guys, it's not very brutal that they won, but...
No.
For him by the end, because get out of here. Although, speaking of politics, you were basically this World Series either rooting for the second, maybe, most racist mascot in major sports and their diehard supporters.
I don't know, man. That face is pretty crazy. The more that I think about it, because I watch the games all the time, and I'm like, it's Chief Wahoo. And then, like, now that like it was on the news because the World Series, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's kind of crazy. That's like a thing.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And then people who show up in red face and all that. I'm sure you can make a case that they're as bad as or worse than Redskins fans, but so you're either rooting for them or you were rooting for a team owned by Ricketts who donates to Trump campaign and all that. So anyway,
que sera, sera.
So we're gonna talk about the our final verdict, I guess, on the election is
not brutal, you know.
So there you go. Next. Brutal or not brutal. Municipal waste. This is an old story.
I know.
Came out beginning of this year during the primaries.
But so I was going to say, at RPM, there was a lot of this shirt, which is you'll go into. There's also a lot of Crooked Hillary shirts. I think we're in Bernie country.
Yeah. Don't get me started on Bernie Bros. But anyway, Municipal Waste. They had to put out a t-shirt as a picture of an illustrated picture of Donald Trump shooting himself in the head. and on the back says, "The only walls we build are walls of death." And for those who are unfamiliar with what a wall of death is, it's at a concert. You basically divide the crowd in half to one side. Half the crowd goes to the left, half the crowd goes to the right, so you have a big space in the middle, and then the band gets a cue, and they just all charge each other at once, and it's like a massive mosh pit.
That's where you get hurt.
Craziness thing.
Someone broke my glasses.
That is not... Walls of death are not brutal, according to Master Bauer. But, so anyway, that's what the other side says, so that's what they mean, and then they have an interview with Noisy, where they explain their mentality and all that. Obviously very controversial, provocative imagery. Municipal Waste shirt. Yep. Brutal or not brutal?
It's brutal. And I think they answered, there was an interview on Noisy, whatever, Vice, and they basically said, like, "Oh, what do you think about that?" And they're like, "Oh, we just like doing stuff like that."
Yeah,
that
was like
their answer.
We didn't know it was going to be this big of a deal.
Yeah.
They also wrote a song, was it, "I Want to Kill the President"?
Yeah.
About, was George W. Bush?
Probably.
So they're also like,
I don't know.
They're like, they're metal fans and Municipal Waste fans, like, getting mad at us. It's like, if you didn't know what we were singing about, then...
If you didn't know, then...
What are you doing?
Listen to us closer.
Shouldn't be surprising
time.
To you, so... Municipal Waste.
It's the most brutal thing ever.
Yeah.
So
don't get involved in a wall of death, though. You'll hurt yourself. You'll sprain your back. It's very injured.
And let's see. So why don't you, for this last brutal or not brutal,
take
it over from here. And your boy, John Podesta, right now.
John Podesta is Hillary's campaign manager. A couple years ago, he was... So it's part of the WikiLeaks emails. One of the emails went back and forth, and I got to pull it up. But basically, it was Podesta's brother was getting invited to go to this kind of, like, performance art piece. And I think it was called, like, what was it called? It was, like, something food. Spirit cooking.
Spirit cooking.
And
it reminds me of those blood movies, whatever. I can't remember what they're called now, but...
Anyway, it's dumb. It's childish performance art. And, like, there was, like, blood on the floor. There's people. There's actors.
There's also an exhibit.
Like, nude actors. And they were, like, lying in pools of blood and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this email got out and it's turned into not John Podesta's brother has horrible taste in art, but Hillary Clinton, Podesta, Democrats, practice Satanism, are eating children for the Dark Lord Beelzebub. And it's taken off. I was scrolling through. One of the things I've done with my personal social media is I've never like unfriended anyone, or I've never friended anyone either. So it's just a mess. It's just people I don't necessarily agree with, who I haven't talked to in a million years, who are like earnestly talking about this issue. I'm like, I don't think that's true. But it got picked up by our boy Alex Jones, who's just screaming and red faced that this is like evidence that Clinton is literally Satan and is in league with the Dark Lord, which would be better. I would vote for, you know, that would be like
that'd
more be encouraging for me to vote for her, but. It's inaccurate, but yeah, great story, like unbelievable story, and like the way that it's taken off in a real way, and kind of galvanizing a lot of the born again people who are for Trump,
well,
which is
that,
nonsense because Trump's been divorced 7 times.
It's unbelievable.
But anyway, so it's brutal. This is what I'm gonna say.
All right, so there you go. We are on the Podesta Satanism story.
Yeah, it's the most brutal thing ever.
To vote for the devil.
I wouldn't vote for the devil. I'm not going to endorse that statement, just to clarify. All right. Before we get now to our Matt's favorite segment of the week.
Yeah.
Don't let me put words in your mouth. But
no.
Before we hit up our black metal song of the week, we're going to do Brutal on Brutal for this, but I don't think it really fits in.
No.
I want to make a clarification here. So we played Mayhem last year.
Yes.
Last week. And one of the images, and actually there's a documentary supposed to be coming out. Based on a book that has a burned church on the cover, I believe. Then this whole brouhaha because Rory Culkin is going to be either dead or in a mister. So, anyway, there's a potential
there's another Culkin
movie coming out about. Oh, he's active. He's good. Oh. He was in Scream 4. But what was I going to say there?
Well, the reality.
Well, I was going to say real quick. So, this movie's coming out. So it's big controversial about whether or not they should be making a movie, and all the black metalers are angry that Hollywood is getting a hold of their story. But anyway, so one of the most lingering images that people connotate, particularly in Norway, with black metal, were burned churches.
Yeah.
And which is a terrible thing. And obviously this week, if you haven't heard somehow, a church in Mississippi, it was kind of a remote neighborhood in Mississippi, was burned down. It has officially been deemed an act of arson, obviously. And a giant spray-painted Vote Trump on the side, it was left on the side of the church. So it's currently been investigated. Burning churches is not brutal. Burning churches is a terrible thing to do.
Yes.
You should never do that. So we want to make that clear. While even though we do enjoy ourselves some black metal here,
yeah.
Don't be an idiot. Don't burn churches. Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
There's a way to, like, you're listening to this type of music. I mean, I think it's there for, like, your, whatever you want to call it, your release.
Some people say, yeah, release, a catharsis,
or
whatever.
Your catharsis, but, like, it's like a movie, man. Like, you can watch Scarface. You can watch Scarface and not go out there and, like, sell cocaine and kill people. It's Scarface.
So, just want to make that clear. So, while we have our black metal song of the week.
No, I don't endorse.
It doesn't just, and don't make the stereotype that people who listen to black metal, like, think that you should do these things.
I do not.
So, as you mentioned last week, like, a lot of their mayhems, their little town hall meetings that they would have were, like, drug-fueled and crazy.
Yeah,
and
don't have your hero, I mean, the music is fine.
Yeah.
Don't have your heroes be people who, don't follow the example of people who were, like, not together to begin with, who couldn't take care of themselves. I mean, like, music is fine. Live your own life. Don't commit crimes. Follow the line. It's a floor, not a ceiling. It's pretty easy to get along.
All right, so saying that, I'll now turn it over from Matt to intro his black metal song of the week.
Yeah, we got time, so we're going to go with a little bit of a, I guess you call this post-black metal or blackened blackened shoegaze or whatever the kind of mishmash is.
Hipster black metal.
Hipster black metal, like your Deaf Heavens of the world. And it's Harakiri, and this is Traces That We Leave. Harakiri for the Sky, and the song is Traces That We Leave, and it's really good. I think you'd enjoy it. And
all right.
And don't do crimes.
Here's one last thing to say on the matter. And here we go.
It hurts.
Harakiri for the Sky, The Traces We Leave. Enjoy. just Matt adding to that. That was the latest from Grand Haven called What's the Point? For their way, our black metal song of the week, Harakiri for the Sky, The Traces We Leave.
So good.
From Three, Trauma from them.
And I did see that Fenris quote from the Lords of Chaos movie, and Matt was saying that Fenris from Dark Throne, saying that if they...
He was elected to public office.
He was elected
as well,
to
right?
public office by accident. And if they... someone's playing in a movie, he wants Reese Witherspoon to play him. Not bad. She could do it.
Yeah, pull it off. All right. So that brings us just about to the end. Any last topics you wanted to fit in? We have another band crowdfunding controversy, which is always good. The band, again, a band I do not know how to pronounce, Allegion. They're actually really cool, but I mean, again, they are like a lots of production, lots of like orchestral metal kind of things going on. So awesome sounding band, but they're on the verge of breaking up because they run out of money. And so their big solution is to be like, hey, fans, give us some more money as part of our Patreon.
That's the thing. So, tell how you come down on this.
Well, so Decibel actually wrote like a little column saying like, dudes, just break up. Like, you can't keep doing this. Like, it's ridiculous because this happened a couple years ago with a band, I think a pop band or a rock band. And they're like, oh, we need money because it's so hard to be on tour. And they posted their tour budget and a bunch of other bands are like, why are you spending money on all these things? You don't need these to go on tour.
Totally.
And then the band White Lung, great punk band, I believe they're out of Australia, I want to say. But anyway, the lead singer there wrote an open letter, like, ripping them to shreds. She uses some pretty unnecessary phrases, but basically says, like, dudes, like, no, nobody owes you anything else. If you can't figure out how to do this on your own,
that's the thing.
Stop doing it.
It's hard to say, because I guess on the other hand, you're saying that's how these people live. So, I mean, if you're making money off of touring and off of buying, having people buy your CDs and your shirts or whatever, like, it's not that different, is it? Do you know what I'm saying? If you're like, hey, buy this t-shirt, it's literally the only thing that's going to have me be able to buy lunch tomorrow or whatever, you know, like, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, like, yeah, like a Patreon or whatever, it's odd.
It's an odd setup.
But, I go back and forth on that kind of stuff.
Well, I think that, I mean, you can't really, it's hard to comment like on specific,
I don't really know much about
decisions
and
things
band.
Like that, but it's like, yeah, you can't, it does kind of annoy me because again, it goes back to this whole sharing economy and all this other nonsense. It's just like,
if it's the gig economy,
you do have
bro.
To like, because the Decibel point was like, you have to realize like, unless you've already made it big, if you're a band on the rise, even like these mid-tier bands, it's like, you got to live like Mick Foley, not like Ric Flair. Like, you got to figure out how to budget your savings or whatever. You got to take a day job. Like, you have to understand that it's like a lifestyle. You can't just like expect.
Totally.
And you can't keep falling back on the fans.
Right.
Particularly in a genre that doesn't have the most affluent fans.
No.
Or doesn't have like the wide appeal that, you know, they're not selling out arenas.
It's one of those things where like everyone grows up and says, hey, follow your dreams. But like my dream would be, we'll be on the radio, but we're not. I mean, we are one day a week and we do it as a fun thing, the two of us, right? But we both have real jobs,
right?
You know, and it's just it kind of is what it is. Like, follow your dreams doesn't mean you're guaranteed your dreams. I mean, you can do it, but it's just like there's some sacrifices are different than others.
Exactly. All right, so that's we got to get out of here. Stay tuned, I believe, for the Melisma Radio Hour next.
Practice your pig squeals.
Southampton still maintaining their 1-0 lead over Hull.
Ugh. Soccer
Love
is not brutal.
And we're going to get out of here, as always, to the tune of Transformers.
Yeah.
Next week, I will be here. Matt will not be.
Nope.
But we'll still plan to have our metal history segment and all that. We'll have a black metal song for you.
Yep.
So yeah, get out there, vote. If this is the end, it was good. It was a brutal end. Brutal end to the world. And we'll catch you on the flip side. If not, see you same place, same time next Sunday. Here are the dulcet tunes of Transformers.
Bye!